From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about the Bay Bridge, stupid heads, and the future of Broadway. And I think that involves keeping me and David Wiegand off the stage. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And some music now that's not so stupid after all.
When every time I close my eyes and I see your face, and I know ain't nothing up in the world that will ever take your place. When I'm gone, just know that them things won't change. 'Cause I know without you in my life that it'd never be the same.
Music by Slightly Stupid, sort of the Grateful Dead of white reggae, and they're putting on a miniature music festival.
That's right. They're going to be performing with Atmosphere at the Greek Theater. That's tonight. This is a San Diego band, an octet. They've done like about 7 albums, I think, so far. They have an incredibly loyal fan base, to say the least. They did a really cool live webcast, I think in 2011, from Bob Weir's studio when Bob built this like absolute state-of-the-art studio, and that was really well-received, and it should be an incredibly fun show.
Slightly Stupid is at the Greek tonight, and it will be very smoky. I'd say definitely an adults-only show. The Oakland Museum of California is opening an amazing new show this weekend of photos of the Bay Bridge, the original, built in the 1930s by Peter Stackpole, the one that got finished, David.
That's right. I don't think there were any problems with bolts. Peter Stackpole was just 21 years old when he started documenting photographically the construction of the bridge in 1934. He was through the whole project for 2 years. And the Oakland Museum of California spent 20 years to acquire the 20 photographs that really detail all of that. They're absolutely spectacular photographs. I love seeing how things were built.
The show Peter Stackpole, Bridging the Bay, opens at the Oakland Museum of California tomorrow and continues through the end of January. And now for the future of Broadway and maybe the future of Disney movies with music by these guys.
Catch your breath and look around. There's no monster waiting by. Nothing's crumbling to the ground. Nothing's tumbling from the sky. Notice how the world keeps turning.
That's music from A Christmas Story, the musical by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, two very young composers. They got a Tony nomination for this score.
They did. It was really great to see them there. I mean, they didn't have a chance. It was just they were up against some incredible competition. These guys are only 28 years old. They started working together when they were at the University of Michigan. They absolutely adore doing what they do. They love Broadway. I mean, this is amazing to think about people in their 20s who love Broadway like this and love, you know, old-fashioned Broadway. So they're this generation's Rodgers and Hart.
And they're at Feinstein's at the Nico Friday and Saturday. That's Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. And let's stick with theater now and talk about Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's a play by Nora and Delia Ephron based on a book by Eileen Beckerman. And it's about how women invest clothes with a lot of emotional significance.
That's absolutely true. And Delia Ephron, we just interviewed her recently. Nora, of course, was one of the great writers and directors of the 20th century and into this century and died, sadly, of leukemia. But the Ephron sisters always work together, and this particular play has been performed by a great number of very well-known women like Blythe Danner and Kristen Wiig, Marlo Thomas, and it's a play that has resonated with women, but audiences of all kinds, all over the world, and Nora Ephron's last great triumph, I guess.
And this version will have, among others, Don Wells, who's Marianne from Gilligan's Island. So don't miss it. Love, Loss, and What I Wore opens at San Jose Rep tonight and continues in a very limited run through July 28th. Now, Bluegrass and Horns. fusion bluegrass from Super Mule. It's a very strange combination.
It
I
is a strange.
Say.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you know, when you listen to the album, it's an EP. They sent it to me a while ago, and I really liked it. It's very hard to categorize, and that's a good thing because, you know, yes, you're right. There is a bluegrass instrumentation to some of the stuff, but in other cases, it's jazz, and then there's a rock influences here. It's a collective of people from different backgrounds musically who've gotten together and to make really great music.
And all Bay Area-based, Super Mule plays the Great American Music Hall tonight. David Wiegand is executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker.